Music and fun. Miskin Radio.
This is the show where we bring you guests from comedy, acting and music with live performances. And all the new music I have for you in the next hour between 7 and 8 p.m. is from your local area, including a world exclusive from Pedestrian Zero. So my first guest tonight is comedian Adam Riley. Hello, Adam.
Hi.
And our musician in session is Kate Winty. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you and hello.
As for you, get in touch with us on Twitter using the hashtag TheKPSessions. And as well, see what we're up to throughout the show on Instagram and Snapchat. We've got producer Ben and Maisie doing lots of stuff on Instagram and Snapchat. Loads of little photos and videos tonight. So we're going to come to you, Adam. Right, so first of all, basically, we usually do this thing with comedians called Worst Jobby Wobby. We do it, we even have our own jingle. And we've never done this as early as this, so we're going to do it now.
Worst jobby wobby, worst jobby wobby, worst, worst, worst. Worst jobby wobby, worst jobby wobby, worst.
So that's something we usually do at like quarter two. So apologies if you plan your dinner around this show, but that, you know, we're not. We're at quarter past seven. But the reason why we're doing it is because Adam Riley has so many jobs to tell us about. We're going to start with, tell us about what happened when you were a hotel night receptionist.
I was a hotel night receptionist. It was a really good job. We just slept. And ordered pizzas.
And got paid to do it.
Watch films, yeah, exactly. But the one instruction was you have to keep the front door of the hotel closed. Guests can use a key card to open it, or you can buzz people in if, you know, they're prospective guests. The one thing we had to do, basically. And in 2003, it was a really hot summer. All my colleagues each night would go, let's wedge open the security door to let a draft in because it's so hot. And every night I would say, you know what, we really shouldn't do that. That's, you know, we were told not to. They do it every time. And then one night it was like the hottest day on record.
Since records began.
Yeah. And I was there with my colleague and he didn't wedge the door open. So I was like, you know what, let's wedge the door open. So I wedged the door open and about 5 minutes later, a man ran in wearing a balaclava and carrying a large carving knife. And
it was just a chef.
Yeah, maybe.
He was late.
Maybe just, yeah. I saw him and I got up from the desk and ran into the office next door, which has its another security door, which of course we wedged open. I ran in, my colleague followed me, and then what you meant to do is just close the security door and they can't open it from the other side, so you're safe. But we just ran in and said, what are we going to do? We're dead.
And what did he demand? Like, what did he want from
you?
He
ran in and he was saying, open the safe in, you know, a louder voice than that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very...
You wouldn't...
No.
You wouldn't open a safe if I...
No, I'd just laugh at you if you did all that, yeah.
And my colleague fell to his knees and begged for his life, which... It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, to be honest. But, you know, it was an upsetting situation. But I had to regrettably inform the robber that I wasn't able to open the safe because I wasn't a manager and because I'd never been promoted. And
were you ashamed?
I was, and he said, you know, you really need to buck up your ideas and just work harder. I offered him the till, which usually has like at least 50 quid in, but tonight I only had a bag of 2p's.
Oh.
So he got away with a bag of 2p's in a getaway car.
He took the bag?
He took the bag.
Wow.
I mean, that's a decent weapon now, a bag of 2p's, isn't it? If you put that into like another bag and you can swing it around.
Well,
the next place he went to, he probably used that as the weapon.
Exactly, yes.
So, that's reasonable.
I facilitated another robbery that night.
And it would have been a pound's worth. It would have just been a pound's worth of a 2p's because you can only put...
Yeah.
You can only bank a pound's worth of 2p's.
They would have spent more on petrol.
I hope he didn't buy a new knife for it as well. I really hope he didn't. Yeah. And then tell us about the warehouse cleaner job and why you walked out.
Obviously, you know, after that experience, I thought, let's be a cleaner.
I should do.
And yeah, it was in a toilet bag importer.
Right.
Importer's warehouse. Like a toiletries bag.
Mm-hmm.
They had this room full of mature ladies who would...
Alive, yeah?
Yeah. Alive, right. Yes. They would take the bags and like put whatever's your packaged peanuts, whatever, that yeah. styrofoam stuff into the bags and then put them in a box to send to, you know, retailers. And I was just cleaning. I had to yeah, remove their bins full of packaged peanuts. And I just never got on with them. Well, I was trying so hard to make jokes be kind of charming, and I wasn't at all.
But you left because someone came.
Yes, and then one day a new guy started, and he also had ginger hair. I just walked out because
it couldn't be two.
I can be the only ginger in a situation. I'm glad there are no gingers in this room.
I'm a little bit ginger.
A little bit.
It's kind of hidden under the crop side blonde.
There might be some dyed hair in the corner, but I think I'm the only natural ginger. Can we just establish that? Otherwise, I'm out of here.
You take that title.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just very sensitive about it, and it's strange. Yeah, we're not a brotherhood.
No,
as you would think. Actually, it's
and you don't all know each other as either. You don't great, know
no,
each other.
No, secret handshake.
Well, no, we're intense rivalry, and we'd prefer not to be in close proximity.
So this is comedian Adam Riley. We've got Kate Winty as well. She's going to be doing two live songs. She's going to be doing a cover of The Smiths as well later. Get in touch with us using the hashtag The KP Session. We've got more stories, including Formula One, Scare Electrics, Ozzy Osbourne, and essay writing. What a day to be alive here on Miskin Radio. Lost in you. That is Katie Fawkins with her brand new song, Still a Child. So tonight's pretty special because we've got a world exclusive from Pedestrian Zero later. And we've also got five brand new songs that we've never played on the show before. And that is the second one. The other one was Salvation James Juno earlier. And then we've got new stuff coming from Glass Peaks. Obviously, the world series of Pedestrian Zero, Emily Watts and Skies still to come. Plus, of course, two live songs from Kate Winty. We've also got comedian Adam Riley with us as well. We'll be having a massive conversation about terrible jobs. Kate, you entertained yourself in a call centre.
Yes, I did. You kind of had to in that job.
How did you entertain yourself?
Well, it wasn't the funnest of jobs. We basically had a script that we had to read out. So we had to basically pick people from the Yellow Pages, like businesses, and phone them and recite this script. Selling, I don't know whether I should say what we were selling.
Stuff.
Selling land that didn't exist. the company went bust. Obviously, I had no clue, you know, what I was doing. But and so to entertain ourselves, we would make accents and just like every phone call we did.
What accents would you do?
Oh, all the accents.
Like, so you can do
like
so all the British
we'd
ones.
Like phone up and we'd be like Scottish or like, hello there, this is Kit calling from whatever, I can't say the company.
Do you remember the script? Like, do you remember?
Not really, not well enough. I remember like, hi, it's Kate calling from blah, 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 blah. That's about it. that's about
and
as far
did,
as
like,
my memory goes.
Did you ever panic and like have to slam the phone down?
All the time. I'd get halfway through the script and my friend Sam opposite me, we'd both start laughing and then we'd have to hang up. Or like our boss would walk in the room and we'd be like, hang up quick. Or like, you know, switch back to my actual accent. And that was fun.
I wonder, like, of the complaints department at that company, there must have been loads of people.
I don't think
going,
there was a complaints.
Well, I think there must have been, because there would have been people going, we've just had this call from this Scottish lady, and then she rudely hung up. Like,
there's no Scottish lady here.
Yeah, like, there's no one here from Scotland. I'm like, I'm pretty sure she was from Scotland. I'm sorry, but there's no one
she
here. You've got the wrong number.
Very thick accent. Yeah. No.
Okay, well, let's do your first live song. So you're going to do one of your own, and then we're going to have a Smiths cover later, so I'll let you introduce this.
Okay, I'll just have a little sip of water first.
Ooh, lovely.
It's good water in Dartford.
Really?
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, so this is my first track of the evening. It's called Calm. Enjoy.
Thank you.
feet on sand, the waves beneath the fallen rain has gone so far. The sky is blue, reflects your eyes, the sea in front has got so calm. Got so calm, so. Got so calm, so. To a desolate silence. Please tell me why these are the days that I can feel most at my calmest. The water's cold, the music sounds so right. These are the days that I can say my heart remains so cold.
Kate Winty with her original song Calm. And right, very quick question to you, right, while you get your breath back.
Yeah.
How do you name that song? Because if I would have named it Home, because you say home a lot, don't you?
I say calm quite a bit though.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think because the song's about like being calm in the winter.
Yeah.
Like, I love winter and it makes me feel relaxed. And so I just think calm kind of fit.
Because like when you, do you write the song and then name it?
Not always. Sometimes it goes the other way around. Right. Like, you know, I'll have an idea for a song and then it'll kind of go from that.
Yeah.
It's not, it changes. I don't have like a solid way of how I write songs. I know a lot of people do, but for me it changes each time.
Well, because like, you know, like the Hotel California by the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they had said, right, we're going to, if they had named the song before they wrote it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to write a song about a hotel and then just talk about the nonsense that they do. Like, it amazes me how you come up with a name. I never really understand how. I've always been interested in like what comes first.
Yeah. No, I can see.
Because unlike with comedy, like you, with Adam, when you write a joke, do you like the you don't do the punchline first, do you? You have to, like, how do you write a joke? Like, you have to do the build up first, don't you? And then you make a punchline.
Yes, I mean, but sometimes some funny line comes to you, which actually maybe that fits as a punchline more than. But yeah, it's usually a situation.
Because you'll get like a funny line or situation, and then you'll try and work it into something, won't you? It's not like you'll work it into something that already pre-exists. So it's kind of like you come up with an idea, a line, and then you try and so you've almost created a punchline, if you see what I mean, and then you're trying to fit that into a joke.
Yes, I mean that is one. I mean, any the best.
I don't even know what I just said there.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to work it out. Sorry.
I don't know. I've absolutely no idea.
I switched off about a minute ago.
You know
ago,
what?
Mate.
I just said words.
Can someone phone in and tell us what's going on, please?
I constructed a sentence out of words that I thought would sound clever. But
at the time, you were like, yes, that's a solid sentence.
Yeah. And it just... You know, like how I was saying, like, do you write a song first and a lyric? I write nonsense in my head. I find a way to get it out.
Yeah,
I choose a topic. I use stand up. I was like, right, I'm just going to talk. And then hopefully ask a question to you and just bamboozle you. Blimey. As confused as you are, trust me, I'm more confused. So we're going to play a brand new song now. It's called Hold Me Closer. It's from a Bexley band, Glass Peaks. We've still got a cover coming from Kate Winty. And we've got a lot more stories as well, including Scare Electrics and Ozzy Osbourne from our comedian Adam Riley here on Whiskey Radio. That is Pedestrian Zero. That's a world exclusive. It's the first time it's ever been played on Earth. It's called 22 Degrees Halo. It features the vocals of Seth Harding as well. And if you want to get that as well, it's available on from pedestrianzero.bandcamp.com, and you can get that. You can stream it and download it. Right, we've got Adam Riley, we've got Kate Winty, and we're going to now have your Second Life song, which is a cover. Okay. If you want to watch this live on Facebook, you can just go on the Miskin Radio Facebook page, which is MISKIN, and you can watch it live on Facebook Live. You've also, as well, remember, we've got stuff on Snapchat and Instagram as well. Just search the KP Sessions, and you'll see all the sorts of things that in the studio that are happening right now. Kate, I will let you introduce it.
Hello, this is Kate Winty. This is my cover of There Is a Light by The Smiths. Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more, no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, I don't care. And in the darkened underpass I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, I don't care. Car, I never want to go home, because I haven't got one No, I haven't got one. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out. There is a light and it never goes out.
There is a light from Kate Winty there. It's a cover of The Smiths. That was wonderful. I really like it when like a female covers a male song. I think there's something very...
I think my voice doesn't really go high enough for a woman's.
Do you not like... Do you prefer covering male singers then as opposed to a female?
I don't know. Well, because you can always change it about a bit. I think that was... No preference, really.
It's like one of my favourite covers is Leona Lewis's cover of Snow Patrol's Run.
Okay.
I just adore that. I don't know why. I don't think a male singer could have hit the notes that Leona Lewis hits.
No.
That, so. Right, Adam Riley, comedian. Now, we've heard some peculiar jobs. We've heard a wonderful job from Kate Winty as well when she put on fake accents in a call centre. You wrote essays for people. There are companies that write essays for students and you wrote them.
Yes. For students.
And that's legal?
Well,
that's not good.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know.
I did it, and I took the money.
Yeah.
But
you took the bag of 2p's?
It's ethically questionable, yeah.
So, like, what happens? Like, they would send you... So if I'm a student, and I've got... my essay is about, I don't know, Henry VIII or something like that. I then go to this company, and they go to you, and you write them.
Yes, and that's meant to be an expert on the subjects.
So what was your subject?
Film studies.
Film studies. So,
but there were very few requests for film studies. But
what? Did you end up having... Did you ever have to do something you're not, like, specialist at?
Well, yeah, there were, like, psychology essays and things like that. I knew nothing about
it. What did you do?
What I should have done was actually pay another research writer and...
Outsource.
And I think that's probably, would have been the best thing, but actually I just tried to cobble together some in those days it was more difficult to cut and paste because not everything was on the internet, so
was it photocopied in Carter? And
printsticked. What?
In Carter, do you remember in Carter?
In Carter, yeah, exactly, right. So CD-ROMs.
CD-ROM in Carter's,
wealth of information on a disc, which it was just too boring to...
Producer Ben, you're 18, right? Yes, just to confirm, you're 18.
Yes, yes, I am.
Have you ever heard of Encarta?
No.
Do you know what CD-ROM is?
Yeah.
Okay. Encarta was essentially like an encyclopedia on a CD that could never be updated because it was on a CD, and you pop it in and it had everything on it. It's what basically Wikipedia used to be, but on a CD.
I've never heard of it. No. And I'm 31.
Maisie's heard of it. Really? Producer Maisie's heard of it. Yeah, Maisie's 20. She's used it.
I blame my parents.
you never used it, Kate.
No. Encarta's cracking. Like, now I think I know what you're talking about. But I've never heard of that before.
Well,
was it never on floppy disks?
No. Floppy disks is like I never used a floppy disk.
I had floppy disks.
Have you ever taken apart a floppy disk?
I had tapes.
I have. Yeah.
Well, you work in film studies. You used you had tapes, VHSs.
Well, no, like cassette tapes for like Spectrum and BBC computers. You would use a, music tape thing. And it took about 5 hours to load a game.
I've got people messaging me, asking me how I've never heard of Encarta, whatever
it is now. Well, like,
literally, give me a break.
If they went to school with you, like, you didn't do that. I know why. You paid someone to do your essays.
You know, I was actually going to ask, I'm in my third year of uni. Can I take your number? Yeah. Hopefully no one from uni is listening.
If you want to fail, you didn't hear that.
No, I'm cool.
And then the Ozzy Osbourne. You're in an Ozzy Osbourne music video, Adam.
Wow.
Well, I sort of tried to be.
Oh.
Just threw yourself like foam on the background.
I was a runner on an Ozzy Osbourne music video, and it was being filmed in a park. And the first job they gave me was to, like, stop all the cyclists and warn them to be, you know, careful.
Of Ozzy Osbourne.
Of Ozzy Osbourne and all the equipment. But nobody listened to me because I just wasn't, you know, authoritative enough. And they would just sort of stream past
you
me.
Sound like that, you sound like that robber again. You're scared.
Yeah,
so,
still reliving that trauma, yes. So they took me off that and they said, okay, just do the smoke machine at least. You know, that's an easy job. But I couldn't work it and the wind was in the wrong direction. So it was...
And you sat on his seat, didn't you?
Well, no, they took me off that and then they said, okay, look, you're so useless. Just sit here on this bench while we focus the camera. I thought, okay. And they focused the camera, but I just kept sitting there. And eventually this guy came up to me and said... is this Ozzy's seat?
Hmm.
I was like, oh, I don't know. He goes, well, it is. Get out of there. Yeah. And
is that his seat?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yes, it is.
Incredibly sarcastic. Yeah. And Ozzy, he stepped away to reveal Ozzy Osbourne.
Like the name on it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like one of those director's chairs.
Oh, behind him. Yeah.
Behind him was Ozzy Osbourne. Trembling.
Yeah. The way he does. Were you trembling more? Like were you trembling more because you were scared?
Yeah. I fought him for the seat, but he won.
Yeah.
That's it.
And right, Kate, now you can get your 1990s nostalgia back here.
Getting messages from my parents now saying that we did have it. What is it called, Encarta? We did have it.
Did they have Encarta 97? We had Encarta 97 in the household.
I don't know, Mum. Which
Maisie's
one is
nodding.
It?
She had Encarta 97. She did a bit of that. A bit of Encarta. did you ever do that bit? I was going to ask about homework task I once did. How boring. What I will ask about, though, is...
Yes.
Right, so do you do Scalectrics?
Okay. Oh, I used to love Scalectrics when I was a kid, definitely. Like, I wish I could have it now, but it's quite expensive.
Tell us about this job, Adam, at the Formula One.
Yeah, I don't like Scalectrics.
What?
Because I had to spend a weekend at Silverstone in a hospitality tent on the Scalectrics sort of course...
it was really big. He's really small.
Yeah. And all the drunk people would use it, but always drive too fast.
Uh huh. And they'd go flying off.
Flying off, and yeah, I would have to pick up the cars every single time.
Your job was.
And you had some terrible jobs.
Yeah. Some people did it on purpose as well.
Yeah, just annoying.
Was your technique around to walk around the circuit as they went around, or did you stay in one place and then go to get the cars?
With a sort of forlorn hope, stay in one place, just crossing my fingers that this time they would understand, you know, that you slow down around that particular corner.
Did you wear like a steward's high-vis jacket and like go around with a fire extinguisher?
I was a...
With a fire extinguisher, like one of those mini ones.
Yeah.
Basically, I was a Formula One employee.
It's like, you can say, I worked at a Formula One race in Silverstone. And then you can also say, like, you worked with Formula One. Were they mini Formula One cars?
I can't remember.
Well, they probably
that's
were.
How I just blocked the memory of that. Cause,
until I asked you.
Yeah. Eventually, I was so dejected about this job that the woman running it said, smile, it may never happen. And I said...
it has.
There are two types of people I hate in the world. People who don't fill up the ice cube tray.
They
after
are the
they've
worst.
Used it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people who say, smile, it may never happen. So I hate you.
If you say that... You are the worst.
And so I didn't go back next.
But then
year.
She filled up the ice cube tray and it was all right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The gateway to your community. Miskin Radio.
Hello, Kieran here.
And Ben.
Yeah. Thank you for downloading. Do click subscribe so you get a free podcast delivered straight to your device as soon as it's out. Also, if you get your podcast on iTunes, do give us a star rating and a review. Even if it's bad, maybe. Yeah, even if it's bad.
How about saying, be a star and give us a rating?
No.
Oh. But also, give us a follow on Instagram and Snapchat.
Just search the KP Sessions. Maisie's here. She's our new member of our team, Ben. Maisie's lovely.
What's her role?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh.
She just sits in, watches.
Eats crisps.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sharing is caring. Just remember that.
It's probably about time we stop recording now, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a show to do.
Maisie, can I have a drink?
No, get it yourself.
Oh, actually, Ben, we didn't put Ewan in. Can you, like, pretend to be coming through the door? Slam the door now. Slam it. Oh, Ewan's just arrived. Hey, Ewan.